Now, our subject today is Jesus Christ, our great high priest. Jesus Christ, our great high priest. And I'm reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Now, I would like very much, if you have a Bible, if you'll open it to Hebrews 4, verse 14. I'm going to read from Hebrews 4 and then several other passages from the book of Hebrews. But listen carefully now to this passage of Scripture, very, very carefully. Hebrews 4, 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Now, the Bible is written to believers, mainly to believers. Every promise in the Word of God in Christ is to the believer. And Paul is saying here, if Paul is the author of Hebrews, many believe that he is. Paul is saying here that as believers, children of God, we have a high priest, a great high priest, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let us then hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, now seeing we have a great high priest, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we, believers, children of God, may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, my friends, every true believer, every child of God is a priest. Did you know that? That's true. Every believer is a priest unto God. I'm a priest. If you're a believer, you're a priest. The least believer, the oldest believer, is a priest. That's what the Scripture says. Listen to Revelation 1, 5, and 6. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood and hath made us, those whom He washed in His own blood, those whom He loved, He hath made us kings and priests. We're kings and priests unto God, His Father. And then in 1 Peter 2, 5, listen to this. You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Those who are the spiritual temple or house of God are a holy priesthood to offer up sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices. We have sacrifices to offer also. We are a royal priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ. Now, in 1 Peter 2, 9, listen to this. But you are a chosen generation, a kingly royal priesthood. He hath made us kings and priests unto our God. So we're a royal priesthood. And these, I could read many other scriptures, but these and other scriptures teach that every believer knows God. Every believer, a child of God, knows God and is welcomed into the very presence, the holy presence of God, and daily comes into the presence of God as a priest of God to offer unto God spiritual sacrifices. And you may say, well, what are some of these spiritual sacrifices? Well, praise, the sacrifice of praise, prayer, thanksgiving. These are all spiritual sacrifices, intercession, praying for one another, worship, reverence. These are spiritual sacrifices. And as priests of God, we bring them. And they're acceptable, well-pleasing to God through Christ Jesus. But, now listen to me carefully. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every believer is a priest. Every believer is a saint. Now, somehow these terms have fallen into bad company. And they talk about a man being made a saint after he's dead, if some miracle's done in his name or in his memory and canonized by the church, and then later he becomes a saint. Not so. Every believer is a saint. We're sanctified in Christ Jesus. And every believer is a priest. And today in many circles they have special priesthood and special men who are ordained of the church to be priests. Not so. Not according to the Word of God. Every believer is a priest. That's what the Scripture teaches. Every believer is a priest. But, like Israel of old, we still, every believer still has a great high priest. While every believer is a priest, there is, according to the Word of God, before God, a high priest. Before God the Father, a high priest. Seeing, therefore, we have a great high priest before the Father, who is, and He tells us, the Word tells us who He is. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're all priests, but there's only one great high priest. And we have a high priest. Let me show you that now from the Scripture. You have your Bible. If you don't, write these Scriptures down. Hebrews 2:17. Listen to this. Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved Him, Jesus Christ, to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful, faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of His people. What am I saying? I'm saying that every believer is a priest. That's what God says. Kings and priests, a royal priesthood. But we have one great high priest, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I'm showing you from the Scriptures that we have that great high priest, and it behooved Him to come to this earth, be made in the likeness of flesh, to take upon Himself the form of a servant, bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, to be tempted in all points as we are, that He might be unto us a faithful and merciful high priest who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, because He was tested, tempted, tried in all points as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 3:1, listen. Wherefore, holy brethren, talking to believers, not holy because they don't have any sin, they're holy in Christ, they're holy brethren, partakers of the holy calling, they've been called of God. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. He's the apostle of our profession, and He's the high priest. The high priest, not a high priest, the high priest. And then Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might find mercy and grace to help us in time of need. Do you understand what the Scripture is teaching here? Every believer, every child of God, knows God, can come into the holy presence of God, can confess his own sins and seek mercy and forgiveness and grace from God, offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, because every believer is a priest. But we have and must have and do have, it hasn't changed from the beginning, a great high priest. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. A friend of mine some time ago died in one of the local hospitals in this area. And the family was in the waiting room, and the nurse came in. And the nurse said to the family was greatly grieved and brokenhearted. And the nurse said to the family, she said, "Would you like to see a priest?" And one member of the family, a son, looked at the nurse and he replied, "No, ma'am. No, we wouldn't. We have a high priest. We have a high priest. We have a great high priest, Jesus Christ." That's what the author is saying here, the Son of God who has passed into the heavens. And having that high priest over the house of God, let us draw near unto God before the throne of grace in full assurance of faith. We have a high priest. Now, if you'll take the book of Hebrews and the Old Testament scriptures, and if you'll study the high priest, that's plural, there were lots of them in the Old Testament. If you'll study the high priest of Israel in the Old Testament, you'll understand more of the person and work of our great high priest. They were types of Christ. They were pictures of Christ Jesus. And you'll understand more of the blessings that we have in him. So, who was the high priest? What was the high priest? What were the duties of the high priest in the Old Testament? Where did he come from? Who appointed him? What did he do? Well, first of all, the high priest in the Old Testament was a man. He was a man. That's right. Hebrews 5:1. Now listen. For every high priest, without exception, is taken from among men who can have compassion on the ignorant because he also is compassed with infirmity. He also is a man. So every high priest throughout the Old Testament was a man taken from among men. And Jesus Christ, our great high priest, became a man. Bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, made like his brethren, the scripture says. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, tempted in all points, like as we are, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, he became a man. So in that sense, the Old Testament high priest typified Jesus Christ, our great high priest. They were men. He's a man. Now go ahead. And then secondly, Hebrews 5, where I'm reading. Secondly, the high priest, one at a time. A man was high priest and he died. Someone else took his place. But the high priest was selected and ordained of God. Hebrews 5:4. No man takes this honor unto himself, but he that's called of God. The high priest was anointed, appointed, selected, ordained, called of God to be the high priest. So, Jesus Christ, even, yea, the Son of God, listen, glorified not himself to be made the high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my Son, he made him our great high priest. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. These fellows were pictures of Christ, but not perfect pictures by any means. They were, they fell short in many areas. God made Jesus Christ our high priest. You say, preacher, you say that everybody's a priest. Where do you get that? God said so. And that Jesus Christ is the great high priest of every believer. God said so. God made him the high priest. He who said unto him, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. He made him. God ordained him to be the high priest. Then thirdly, the high priest of Old Testament days was ordained of God. Now listen to this. This is so important. He was ordained of God for men in things pertaining to God. In other words, nobody came into the Holy of Holies but the high priest. No one offered the atoning sacrifice but the high priest. Men came to God. The high priest represented God to men and men to God. God to men and men to God. There were three requirements for worship in the Old Testament: a tabernacle, a high priest, and blood, a sin offering. And the same thing's true today. The tabernacle is Christ. He tabernacled among us. A body hast thou prepared me. He is the great high priest. We have a priest. We have a high priest. Therefore, come boldly into the presence of God. And the blood, it's his own blood. And so this high priest of the Old Testament was ordained of God for men in everything pertaining to God. He represented all the people of God. He appeared before God in their stead. They didn't all come. He came representing those people. He was the only one who could come into the Holy of Holies. He was the only one who sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat over the ark. And the high priest stood between a holy God and sinful men. And he stood there with something to offer. He stood there with the sin offering and the atonement. And it was impossible to approach God except through the high priest. Now, in all these things, we, though we're kings and priests unto God, we have a great high priest. It says, seeing we have a great high priest over the house of God. We have, and he was ordained and appointed to God, of God for us in everything pertaining to God. Holiness, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Galatians 4, verse 4 and 5, listen, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. That's why God sent him. And he said, this is my Son, hear ye him. And again, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake to our fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. God sent Jesus Christ. God ordained and appointed and anointed Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he represents us before God. And God will not speak to nor be spoken to by a sinner except through Christ. No man can know God or come to God except through Christ Jesus, our great high priest. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten hath declared him. No man knoweth the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. They said, well, show us the Father. He said, he that hath seen me hath seen my Father. My friends, Jesus Christ, and I told you a moment ago, the Old Testament high priest entered into the Holy of Holies once a year, not without blood. He was the only one who could come into the Shekinah glory of presence of the Shekinah glory of God and offer a sacrifice, an atonement, there in the tabernacle in the Holy of Holies. But Jesus Christ, now listen to this, Hebrews 9, turn to Hebrews 9, 11 and 12. He entered not the holy place made with hands, but Christ verily entered into heaven itself, before the throne of God Almighty, making an atonement for our sins. That's the difference in this Old Testament priesthood and the priesthood of Christ. This high priest in the Old Testament, there were many of them. Christ is one. There were many of them. Aaron was a high priest, different ones after him. And then these Old Testament priests served for a brief time, just a lifetime, and they died. Christ is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Remember Melchizedek who met Abraham out there in the wilderness and gave him bread and wine and blessed him, called the priest of God, the king of Salem, the great high priest of God. That's a picture of Christ. Without mother, without father, without beginning of days, without end of days, being a priest of God forever and forever. That's our high priest. That's our great high priest. And then these Old Testament priests offered many sacrifices. Think how many times that Passover was served, that atoning sacrifice. Think how many times it was made. Well, he, by one offering, Christ, our great high priest, by one offering, hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. One sacrifice. You say, well, how can one death, one sacrifice, one shedding of blood, put away the sins of so very, very many because of who he is. Because of who he is. And these Old Testament priests offered animal blood. Christ gave himself his own blood. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And then these Old Testament priests ministered in a tabernacle here on the earth. Christ entered not a tabernacle made with hands. He entered into heaven itself. Heaven itself. And by one offering, he perfected forever every believer. He obtained eternal redemption for us. He put away sin. You see, the sacrifices of the Old Testament couldn't put away sin. You know, a lot of people have the idea that people were saved in different ways. Back, saved under innocence and then conscience and then judges and then law and now grace and later some other. No. Men have always been redeemed one way, by the grace of God, through faith in the blood of the Lamb. And this Old Testament animal sacrifices could not put away sin. All the blood of bulls and goats on Jewish altars slain could never remove our guilt or cleanse our stain, but the blood of Christ. You see, blood sacrifice will not put away human sin, but Christ, being human and divine, man and God. As God, He could satisfy. As man, He could suffer and die. And He effectually put away all our sins. And you know, the Old Testament priest, if you notice something about the tabernacle, there were no chairs in there. There were 7 pieces of furniture, but no chair. You know why? Because their sacrifices and their work and their offerings and all of these ceremonies were never finished. They could never put away sin. But He, after He had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down. He sat down, having finished His work. Listen, now I want you to go to that Hebrews 9, 11, and 12 again. Now listen to this. But Christ, being come, a high priest of good things to come. What are those good things? Sanctification, justification, righteousness, eternal life. Good things to come. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not this building, not that tabernacle in the wilderness or that temple over there. He tabernacled among us. A body thou hast prepared me, He said. A body thou hast prepared me. Yes, the Word was made flesh and tabernacled among us, dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, read on. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once. That's the reason we don't celebrate Mass, is because Christ doesn't die but once. The blood isn't shed over and over and over again. The body of Christ isn't broken over and over again. Just one. By one offering He hath perfected forever. By His blood He entered in once into the holy place. Within the veil. You see, that old veil when Christ died on the cross was rent in twain. We don't have any secret sanctuaries. We don't have any inner sanctums. We don't have any place where somebody secretly goes behind a veil and does some hocus pocus in religion and throws water and things like that. That's all done away. The ceremony and sacrifice is over. The veil's rent in two. The Holy of Holies is open. Everybody as a priest comes to God. But we have a high priest. He's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and nobody else. Having obtained, listen, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. He obtained it, and that's past tense. He obtained it. He obtained it. It's not being obtained. He obtained it. It's finished. It's done. The great transaction's done. I am my Lord's, and He is mine. And Hebrews 9:15 says, and for this cause, because He is the high priest of good things to come. Because He died on the cross for our sins. Because He wrought out a perfect righteousness. Because He entered in once into the holy place. Because He sat down at the right hand of God. For this cause, He only is the mediator of the new covenant. He only is the mediator. What's that new covenant? It's a covenant of grace. It's the opposite of the covenant of works. It's not a covenant of law or morality or good works. It's a covenant of God's grace. It's the only place where you have any hope, sinner. Only place you have a prayer. The only place you have any opportunity at all to know God. And He's the mediator. There's no other. You can't pray to a saint or to a dead man or to a woman. You only pray to God through Christ. He's the mediator. He is the great high priest. He has somewhat to offer. These folks don't have anything to offer. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, there's one God, and there's one mediator between God and men, and that's the man Christ Jesus. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him and all who believe him. Now, do you understand a little better that scripture that I read at the beginning? Do you? Let's look at it again. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then, now this is not opinion or human thought or theory. Seeing, where'd you see it? Saw it in the Word of God. Saw it in the promises of God. Seeing truth presented in God's Word. I see. We have a high priest. You know, the whole Old Testament tells us someone's coming. Someone's coming. He'll be the seed of woman. He'll be the son of God. He'll be the seed of Abraham. He'll be of the root of Jesse, the tribe of Judah, the family of David. He'll be a priest forever like Melchizedek, a king like David, a prophet like Moses. Someone's coming. The New Testament says he has come. He has come. He is here. He's the great high priest. He's God. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is a high priest. That is, he's exalted above exaltation. The high priest. That's where I want to go, to the high priest. The high priest. That is passed into the heavens. He was on earth. He was raised from the grave. He's Jesus, the Son of God. So let's hold fast our profession. And let's come bold into the presence of God. And we'll find mercy and grace to help. All right, this message, Christ our High Priest, is on a cassette tape with another message I'll bring next week. If you want it, send $2. We'll mail it to you. Till next week, God bless you.